and welcome to Barton Stadium. We are inside the Commercial Banking Company press box, live on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. I want to remind all of our listeners tonight that you can get us not only on the radio, not only online, but you can catch the video stream as well. There's lots of places you can find that video link. But if you want to, head to www.thevikingvoice.com. There's a link there called 2013 Wintersville. Click on that. It'll take you to that site. You'll be able to hear us as well as be able to see tonight's game because it is absolutely sold out. Every ticket in town except for these two that are in my pocket right here. And I believe that they're probably gold. I maybe get out there and I don't know, is scalping tickets legal in Georgia?
Probably not. Well, for face value, Bill.
For face value.
Yeah, what a great atmosphere. If you're heading to this ball game and you're in the car heading here, you're already behind the eight ball because they started blocking off parking about an hour ago. Fans are filling in. What a great atmosphere for football. Just about 42 minutes away from kickoff. Valdosta is still out on the field. Lounge has come out and gone back in. Nothing different here, Bill. We got a football game. Even though we look forward for this game, we circled on our calendar, we adjust weekend game, you know, our weekend plans around this game. There's nothing different here. This is a region football game. Valdosta comes in 0-1 in the region. We come in 1-1 in the region. The winner and loser of this game could determine who makes the playoffs and who doesn't.
Yeah, it really could. Folks, you're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne. That was Taylor Biddle down on the sidelines. Marty Rogers, we'll go down there and get his take in a little bit about how things are going on down at the sideline. And he'll have interviews with both head coaches, thanks to the Traditions Flooring for their sponsorship of our coaches' interviews. But we'll have those later on this evening. We'll go through our impact players. We'll talk about who we think will make an impact in tonight's game. From both sides of the ball, both Valdosta and Lowndes, offense and defense, what we think we're going to be looking for, and to maybe give you an idea of what things you want to pay attention to tonight as well.
Absolutely. One of the segments that I do love, looks like Marty is available. Let's go down to Marty and see what the atmosphere is like down on the sidelines. Go ahead, Marty.
It's absolutely electric down here. We talk about it every week. You know, that it's exciting and it's just, the kids are happy, but there is just another level when it comes to Valdosta Lounge. Here we are 40 minutes before kickoff. The stadium's almost full. Student section's been in here for 45 minutes. They've been in here since 6 o'clock. They've been here over an hour. It is electric, exciting, and guys, I cannot tell you what it's like. I got chill bumps already down here. We're 40 minutes from kickoff.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Like Marty said, about 40 minutes away from kickoff. Vikings have made their way back out on the field. They're in their traditional home uniforms, Bill. The crimson on crimson silver helmet. Valdosta coming in with the white uniform and gold and black striped pants with the gold helmet. Looks like we do have Marty. Let's see if he's ready for his interview with Coach Gillespie. Let's go down to Marty for our Traditions Flooring Coach's interview with Coach Rance Gillespie.
Thanks, Taylor, and I am here with Coach Gillespie. And Coach, thank you for taking a minute to speak with us. Coach, Great American Rivalry Series, better known around here as Wintersville. Doesn't get much better than this. How exciting is it for you and your team to get to be a part of this series?
Oh, it is. It's a huge football game for a number of reasons. You got the proximity factor. I mean, there'll be families here that'll have representatives on both sides of the field tonight. And beyond that, you got two quality football programs that have been good over a long period of time. And then you add to the fact that this game is normally a very competitive and exciting football game. So it's a great rivalry. It really is.
Coach, now you got off to a real good start this year, 4-0. You had a little bit of a setback 2 weeks ago. You've had 2 weeks to prepare. How has the practice been the last 2 weeks? How did the kids respond from that loss? And how did you use that bye week to get ready for tonight?
Well, there were a number of things that we wanted to accomplish with that open week. You know, 5 games into the season, you got some nicks and bruises that you want to get some time to heal up. And so we took the opportunity to do that. And there were some fundamental things that we wanted to improve on. And you know, you got to balance that because a lot of times you can't get better fundamentally without contact. And at the same time, you want to get well. So just trying to balance that. And then, we had an extra week to implement our game plan for Lounge.
Well, Coach, you talk about your game plan, and I know that, of course, your offense is no secret. They revolve around number one and number two. Of course, that's your star running backs there in Herring and Malcolm Joseph. They've had 974 yards rushing between the two of them. no secret they're going to get the ball tonight. What do you plan on? I mean, what are the keys offensively for your team in order to put points on the board?
You know, I think in this game, this will be my fourth one. In the last three, you know, turnovers have played a huge role in this football game. And, you know, I think one phase of the game that really goes unnoticed, because sometimes those plays are not as loud or a lot of the special teams downs. You know, a special teams play can be loud and by, you know, a block kick or a return or something like that. But there's so much hidden yardage in those special teams downs, and that'll certainly play a role tonight.
You're absolutely right. I agree with you, and that was going to be one of my next questions, so you beat me to it. But, you know, looking at your defense tonight, and of course, Lowndes' offense has struggled a little bit this year, but your defense is very aggressive. They've always been fast. But you're led this year by number 99, and that staff up in the middle, a big young man. Tell us a little about your defense. Who are some of the players that you're relying on tonight to step up, be leaders, and what are the keys defensively to stopping Lowndes?
You know, you've got to play disciplined football when you play any wing T football team. You know, that's kind of the name of the game with them, is they try to get you to displace and then hit you where you're not. And so we'll have to be a very disciplined football team. Certainly up front, it does start with Sapp. He's been a great player for us for the last 3 years. Anthony Smith has done a great job for us at linebacker. You know, our secondary is significantly improved from last year. We took some lumps with them last year as they were young, and they've grown up this year, and they're playing pretty well for us.
Well, Coach, switching back to the offensive side of the ball, you've had two quarterbacks. You played a little bit of both all year. Is that your game plan going in tonight? You still going to use both, or you're going to try to stick with one? What's the game plan there?
You know, both of them have different skill sets. We'll play to what they do best, and both of them will certainly play tonight.
Well, Coach, we do appreciate you taking a minute to speak with us. Good luck tonight, the rest of the year, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Marty, for that tradition flooring coach's interview with Coach Rance Gillespie. Marty will make his way over to Coach Randy McPherson. He is currently speaking with the officials. But, yeah, you know, Marty highlighted in that interview probably some players that we're going to get into a little bit later. But, yeah, Herring and Joseph, man, that's a combination that Lowndes is going to have to stop tonight.
Well, I tell you, those guys get outside on us. I don't know who can catch them here in this stadium. They have got such great speed. They both almost rushed for 1,000 yards each last year. They're well on their way to reach that point again this year, and probably will get 1,000 yards each.
Guys, I'm down here with the Tradition Flooring Coach's Spotlight with Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, thank you for talking with us for a few minutes. But Coach, I just asked Coach Gillespie. Now I'm going to ask you. It's the Great American Rivalry Series. More importantly, it's Wintersville, and it's a Region 1-6A game. How excited are you, and how exciting is this for your young team to get to play in a game like this?
Oh man, they're all excited. They're fired up. You know, it don't get no better than this.
Coach, you came off a big win last week. Got our first region victory. It was a very close, hard fought game. How are the kids preparing this week, and how are you able to block out some of the distractions of Wintersville?
You know, everybody gets more focused on this week here. You know, everybody's listening better, you know, lining up better, taking better reps, and you know, they want to win.
Coach, offensively last week you had a bevy of running backs carry the ball, including some guys coming over from the defense. Is that the game plan again tonight, to spread the wealth, or is there a couple key guys you're relying on to step up and take over tonight?
Well, you know, you got Daniels and Robinson, you know, 31 Roberts to carry, 21. Just like last week, we've always used kids off of defense to carry the ball.
Coach Austin Dixon this year is 27 of 49 for 401 yards passing. Tonight, is there any game plan in trying to open it up a little bit, maybe try to get through the air? He's been pretty efficient when he does throw the ball. You've always said you like to throw it when you want to, not when you have to.
That's right. I mean, we're prepared to throw the ball. You know, we're gonna take what they give us.
Well, Coach, defensively, you kind of had a couple tough games the last few weeks. I know your defense, you've probably worked all week trying to regroup. What are the keys defensively tonight to slowing down Valdosta?
Don't give up no big plays. Don't give up no trick plays. You know, just play great defense. We definitely got to play better on defense tonight.
Coach, the last few years this game's come down to the wire, last year to a special teams play. How big of a focus have y'all put on special teams this week in practice?
You know, it's critical, you know. Special teams has won this game last two times.
Coach, good luck tonight. We appreciate you talking with us. We'll talk to you at halftime.
All right. Thanks, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring coaches interview. And did want to make it, you know, he referred to the fact that this is the rivalry or the Great American Rivalry Series. It is a contest between Lowndes and Valdosta. It's being featured as one of the Great American Rivalry Series 10-year anniversary games. It's broadcast on the Internet across the nation and around the world as part of the Great American Rivalry Series Broadcast Network, presented by the United States Marine Corps and iHi.com. They want to give a special welcome to all the servicemen and women around the world who are listening to this broadcast. We appreciate all you do and hope that you'll enjoy tonight's game. And, Marty, we're going to take our first break of the Southeastern Federal, or Taylor, we're going to take our first break of the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. And when we come back, we're going to start talking about those impact players and what a difference they'll make in tonight's game. You're listening to the Lowndes High Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium. This is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the field. And before we talk about our impact players, Taylor, one of the things about the Great American Rivalry Series is they recommend or they recognize the scholar athletes. For the Lowndes High Vikings, the scholar athlete is tight end Christian Parker. Christian has a 4.44 GPA. He's played 4 years on the football team, 4 years on the tennis team, and he's number one in this senior class, and that's some 600-some-odd class members in that group. He's a member of Beta Club, Math Honor Society, and an editor of the school's literary magazine. For his future plans, Christian hopes to attend West Point upon graduation. And from Valdosta High School, it's Mac Loudermilk. The great Walter Payton once said that he wanted to be remembered as the guy who gave it his all when he was out on the field. The Wildcat Nation is fortunate to have as many members on the team who give their all. But this quality is displayed no more evident than in Mac Loudermilk. Mac is a senior, a 3-year starter, and an excellent at multiple positions on the gridiron. He's played quarterback, fullback, tight end, and punter. He's a 2-time All-Region 1-6A punter and the 2012 Honorable Mention tight end. In 2013, Mack is ranked as a preseason All-State punter, and he has excelled inside the classroom with a 4.0 GPA. Recently, Mack committed to play at the University of Central Florida and plans to graduate and follow in his dad's footsteps and become a high school football coach. Congratulations to both of these young men, Christian Parker and Mac Loudermilk.
I love seeing guys that are big contributors to the football team that get it done in the classroom. Those are the guys that these college coaches love. They don't have to worry about them getting into school. They don't have to worry about them keeping their head on straight. These are the guys that are the role models that these kids that are young and need to be looking up to. Mac Loudermilk last year, he could go to the SEC punting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he'd go anywhere punting. I think he averaged 60-plus yards per punt for us. We'll get into that a little bit later tonight and how the ability to flip that field on us could hurt. But I want to take a minute. Let's get into our Traditions Flooring impact players. Tonight I want to start offensively for the Valdosta High Wildcats. Marty mentioned it in pregame interview, and Coach Gillespie mentioned it in pregame interview. The running back duo of Nelson Herring and Malcolm Joseph, like we said earlier, these guys have combined for 974 yards rushing. Each of them has close to 1,000, maybe even over 1,000 yards last year. We got to be able to stop them, Bill.
Yeah.
They're going to want to run the ball until we stop them. You know, they're going to keep feeding these guys. And hey, they can get out and receive the ball a little bit too. Malcolm Joseph, 5 catches for 25 yards. He's averaging 5 yards per catch. You know, he's a threat out of the backfield too, catching the ball. So, you know, my Traditions Flooring impact player tonight for the Valdosta High School offense is the running back duo of Nelson Herring and Malcolm Joseph. We just got to stop them, bottom line.
Yeah, we do. And I tell you, I'm going to take a look at offensively for the Valdosta Wildcats, really a two-headed quarterback, and that is number 15, Mac Loudermilk. You talk about these running backs. Mac Loudermilk is also a great running threat as well. He's had 31 carries for 156 yards, but in the backfield, he's 12 of 18 as a quarterback, 103 yards, only one touchdown. But then you bring in the young gun, Seth Schumann, right? And Seth Schumann has come in. Combined, they are 35 of 56 for 277 yards, only one interception and two touchdowns. So I'm going to keep an eye on those two quarterbacks because the play will change depending on who's there in the field.
Yeah, I think when Massiel went down in the preseason, it really forced Coach Gillespie to change his offense. I think he's done that. He's got different packages for Schumann, and he's got different packages for Loudermilk. Good pick on your tradition scoring impact players. What do you got for us, Marty?
Guys, I'm going to go with senior number 11, Alex Kaysen. He's a wide out, but he'll line up just about anywhere for him. He's had 11 catches for 168 yards, that average of 15.3 yards per catch. He's only had one touchdown, but we said all year with our offense that we can't be one-dimensional. We've got to loosen them up a little bit. And the same can be said for Valdosta. They cannot be one-dimensional tonight in this game. They've got to have somebody step up on the outside and downfield, and that's going to be Alex Kaysen. We've got to watch him. We saw last week against Brunswick some trick plays, some receivers got behind our DBs. We cannot let Alex make a big play in tonight's game, but he is my tradition scoring impact player of the game for Valdosta's offense.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the other side of the ball, trying to fend that offense. I'm going to go with the Lowndes High defense tradition scoring impact player. I can't look any further than Trey Jackson and Nathan Brantley. Trey is the 5'10", 230-pound senior, committed to Georgia Tech. We're going to see him on the offensive side of the ball a little bit. He's got 25 tackles on the year. Nathan Brantley had a little bit of health troubles early in the year, but he's come back on full force, 6 foot, 195-pound sophomore. It's in his second year of starting. He's got 14 tackles on the year. We know that these guys are going to get into, let's say, that second defense, that linebacker in secondary. These guys are going to have to be able to make those tackles. If they do penetrate past our defensive line, they open those holes up, we got to step in there with these two guys and plug those holes and really prevent them from getting those, you know, those averages that we were just talking about per carry. Joseph is averaging 7.5 yards per carry. Nelson Herring, hold your seat, he's averaging 12.3 yards per carry.
Wow.
Those are my tradition scoring impact players on the defensive side of the ball for Lowndes High School.
I tell you what, for Lowndes defensively, I'm going to look at number 31. That's Brandon Roberts. He's only got 10 tackles on the season when you start just totaling up tackles. He does have an interception for 10 yards. He's got 4 pass breakups and just his presence on the field. I mean, Brandon Roberts is right at 6 foot, 195 pounds, good speed. He can get out there on the corner. He's going to have to play a big impact as well against those running backs, because if they do get into that second level of the defense, a lot of times it's going to be guys like Brandon Roberts, and he's going to have to show that he's got that size, that tenacity, and to be able to hit and wrap up and make some tackles. Brandon Roberts is a young man who's being looked at by a lot of Division I schools right now. I've heard Arkansas State. I've heard from Purdue. I've heard Florida State University. So there's a lot of guys that are looking at this young man, and for him to have a game tonight against the crosstown rival Valdosta Wildcats is going to be phenomenal for him. So my impact player, thanks to Traditions Flooring, is Brandon Roberts.
Guys, early this year when our defense was dominating, we had a first game we only gave up 2 points. We had 2 shutouts early in the year. Zach Copeland was dominating for our defense. The last few weeks he's been kind of quieted. I think Zach's going to step up tonight and have a big night tonight. One of the weaknesses of Valdosta's offense is their offensive line. That's not their strong point. They've got the great running backs, but we need Zach Copeland to step up and have a big game tonight, and I think he will. He's our third leading tackler. He's got 17 solo tackles, 7 assists. 8.5 of his tackles are for loss. I really think you're going to see Zach in the backfield tonight a lot, creating some havoc on the Valdosta's offense.
Thank you, Marty, for your tradition scoring impact player. Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for Lowndes High School, I've been talking all year about balance, Bill. Balance, balance, balance. We've thrown the ball a good bit. We've also not thrown the ball a good bit in times when we thought we should. Tonight, I think it's going to be key. If you look at a game plan of years past with Randy McPherson, this is the one game that he mixes it up. He's not scared to throw the ball a good bit in this game. Well, that leads me to number 25, Malik Roberts, 6'2", 190-pound senior. This guy can catch. He can catch the ball. I only remember him dropping one pass. I know he's dropped more than that, but the only one I remember is against Colquitt 3 weeks ago, however long that was. The kid can make the sideline catch, keep his toes in. He can make the catch in traffic. On the season, he's got 9 receptions for 133 yards. He's averaging 14.8 yards per reception. He's got 2 TD passes, 2 TD receptions. Malik Roberts, you know, he can run the ball too. We've seen him run the ball a little bit. You know, Coach McPherson is going to, I think he's going to get the ball to Malik a good bit tonight. Malik Roberts is my tradition scoring impact player on the offensive side of the ball for Lowndes High School.
Well, for offensively for the Vikings, I'm going to take a whole section. I'm going to take a position, and that is the offensive line. So many things revolve around the offensive line for this offense. If we're going to run the ball, if we're going to pass the ball, we need protection for Austin Dixon. So it's going to have to be that offensive line. And I'm talking about from center all the way out to tackle, your tight ends. I mean, those guys, Christian Parker, we just mentioned as a tight end, he and his guys on that offensive line are going to have to give protection in order for Austin Dixon to be successful if he's going to throw the ball or to open up those holes so that our running backs can get some yards. So my tradition scoring impact players is the offensive line.
Guys, you heard Coach Mack talk about a lot of running backs going to carry the ball tonight. We got some guys from the defense going to carry the ball tonight. But I'm going a little different. I'm going Austin Dixon. I think we put it in the air. Taylor, I agree with you. I think Malik has a big game. I think we might throw it to our running back some. Austin is 27 of 49 for 401 yards on the season. He has thrown 8 touchdowns, guys. I look to see him add to that total tonight. I look to see him have 2 or 3 touchdowns in the air. I think Austin's going to have a big game tonight with a play-action pass and throwing downfield. And I think you're going to see us throw maybe a few screens or a couple flats. I really think that Austin has a big night tonight. He is my tradition scoring impact player for the Viking offense.
Flipping over to the other side of the ball, defending our offense for the Valdosta Wildcats. I can't go any further, guys, than number 99, Darius Sapp. The name sounds very familiar. Dontavious Sapp, his older brother, is making a huge impact in Tennessee right now. Darius Sapp is from the same mold as Dontavious. He is only a sophomore. He's really, you know, he's that defensive lineman. He's going to be trying to get penetration against our offensive line, like you were talking about, and really get in the backfield and disrupt our run game, even disrupt if we go to pass the ball. You know, Darius Sapp is a leader of this team. He's only a sophomore, so the youth that he has maybe mixed into this ball game might be a little nerves, might take him a little while to get settled down. But, you know, my tradition scoring impact player for the Valdosta Wildcats on defense is number 99, Darius Sapp.
Well, I'm going to go with a linebacker, number 30, Anthony Smith. Young man that, again, a leader on the team and tenacious. He's going to play the middle of the field. He's going to make those tackles, and you're going to have to find a way to contain him. That offensive line for the Vikings is going to have to step out, go another level, stay with blocks, get out there on those linebackers and be able to make the block. I'm telling you, for my traditions flooring, number 30, Anthony Smith.
With safety, number 27, Rashe March. He's been playing now for 3 years. He's a senior. He's a guy that's going to step up and be in the box. You know everybody does that, the lounge. They're going to come up. They're going to put 8, 9 people in the box, sometimes 10 people in the box. And Rashe March is a safety that's going to step up. He's going to have a big game tonight. He's going to have to. He's going to have to get back, cover the play action, and come up and help in the run support. But my tradition scoring impact player for Valdosta defense is senior number 27, Rashe March.
Thank you, Marty. That was our tradition scoring impact players. Remember to make an impact on your house by choosing tradition scoring. We're about 15 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to take a 3-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We are high above Martin Stadium. What an awesome sight this is, Taylor, to look out and see both bands, the American flag, as we're getting ready to do the national anthem right here at Martin Stadium.
Absolutely. With how much rivalry comes into this game, the cheerleaders did a little spot together before the band. Now the band is out. This is what this game means. You know, we're divided come Friday night. You know, after these teams part, they're divided. But before the game, they all come together. They do what's necessary to show community unity. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. Combined bands out on the field. And I just love seeing this, Bill.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite parts about this whole rivalry. It is a rivalry on the football field, but not in the community, you know, day-to-day. And these band members, they all get along, cheerleaders, they do a dinner together. It's just a great time. And if you've never been to this Wintersville Classic, it's worth the ticket.
Yeah, let's not forget the Christ Makes Winners Rally that also happened, I believe, on Wednesday night of Wintersville Week. You know, here it is. We circle it every year. It's finally here. We're going to settle it on the field, and the team that wins gets bragging rights for the next 364 days. Ours runs out in about 11 minutes.
That's exactly right.
You know, off of last year. And we got to show up tonight. We've got to play good, solid football. My opinion, whoever stops the run wins this ball game. Whoever has the least penalties and whoever has the least amount of turnovers. Coach Mack said special teams counted last year. Tyquan Lane makes an interception last year.
Yeah.
It was absolutely huge for our Lounge High Vikings. Who's going to step up and make those turnovers, or who's not going to have those turnovers to keep their team from losing this ball game?
Well, I tell you, in this game, like most any game, but this game it seems it's more noticeable, it's elevated. football games come down to three, four, maybe five plays, and that's the difference in a ball game. And you never know where those five, three, four plays are going
to
come from.
Sometimes they come in the last 45 seconds to a minute of the game.
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, they absolutely, they come in just little pieces, and you never know. So you got to play hard with every one of them. Joining us in the press box is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James. We'll get his take. How's it going, Mr. James?
Well, I tell you what, it was a long trip back from Livingston, Alabama last night. Well, I actually came back this morning, and you were talking about, you never know when they're going to occur.
Right.
Several plays occurred last night in Valdosta State's loss to West Alabama that you wouldn't think when they happened they would have been key turning points in the game. But they were when you go back and look at them. But tonight, Winterville Classic 2013, both teams fired up, ready to go, Bill. This is a packed house. Everybody's been looking forward to this ball game. And sometimes, no matter what your record is, this is the game that makes or breaks your season.
Yeah, it really is. One of the things about the Great American Rivalry Series is that this broadcast is broadcast out for everybody to hear. All our men and women in service. We did want to give a big thank you out to all the men and women at Moody Air Force Base. They just returned yesterday from Afghanistan. Thank you for your service, and I hope that if you're listening tonight or you're here in the stands that you enjoy tonight's game. If you are overseas now and you're listening or watching us on the Internet, thank you, thank you, thank you for your service, and we hope you enjoy the game tonight.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Wes, Bill, guys, if you don't mind, I want to just take a quick second to say the best thing I can think of tonight is to give one of our most loyal listeners a happy birthday present. I want to say happy birthday to my dad. He's been looking forward to this game and this day for a long time because he wants a Viking win for his birthday. But happy birthday to my dad. Hope he's listening.
Happy birthday, Andy Rogers, the most dedicated, loyal Lounge fan there is in Viking Nation.
Just about 8 minutes until kickoff. The band is still on the field. Got Vikings spelled out on the field. Valdosta has made their way back. Their band has made their way back into the stands. You know, it doesn't get more electrifying than this, guys. Captains are about to make their way out. We'll get you those numbers as soon as we can.
I had a chance to speak with our crew from the officiating crew that came down from Augusta. Bill, I know this is at least, this is my 12th Wintersville Classic broadcasting, and I know this is at least the 10th time that they have worked this ball game. They're excited. They feel privileged that they get picked year after year to come back and work this ball game, and they feel very privileged. And like I say, as we were talking, we don't always agree with every call they make, but we know we're going to get their very best when they walk out on this field tonight.
Well, most of the time, you really are. I know so many officials. You know some personally as well. And they do. Most of them really get there on the field with every intention of giving 100% of themselves. They know these kids are giving 100%. So, yeah, we pick on coaches. We pick on officials. We do that a lot as fans. But I tell you what, they give their heart on that field just like the officials and the players do. So we'll try and be nice tonight. I do want to thank all of our sponsors this year for bringing you Lounge High football. Want to thank especially Bubba Jack's Crab Shack. They feed us every night, every Friday night before the game. Bubba Jack's Crab Shack over on Hill Avenue. They're open early, open late, so go by there after the game. I heard they were packed tonight as we went by to pick up the grub that they make for us, and Taylor said they were just backed up out the door waiting to get in there. So Bubba Jack's Crab Shack, get there after the game. They're open late.
And I want to remind everybody of the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Live from Cheddar's on Norman Drive on Tuesday night. We're going there at 6:45, and then at 7 o'clock we have a little roundtable discussion. Coach Mack comes in, and we'll talk about tonight's ball game. We'll talk about next week's ball game, and it's a great time. You'll want to be there. The Randy McPherson Lounge High Coaches Show live from Cheddar's on Norman Drive on Tuesday night. Taylor?
Got coaches, excuse me, I heard coaches show, sorry. We got captains tonight first for your Vikings, number 9, Deshaun Folsom. Number 17, Trey Jackson. Number 31, Brandon Roberts. And number 46, Christian Parker. Valdosta has not made their way out yet, but we will get those to you as soon as possible.
Still about inside 6 minutes before kickoff here. And, Bill, what you got for us?
Well, I want to remind everybody that you can always follow everything about the Lounge High Vikings at thevikingvoice.com. That's our website. We keep you up to date with roster stats and lots of other information. Remember, you can listen to the Vikings on 99.5 Kicks Country and on the web by visiting mykickscountry.com. Tonight's video is live, and that you can catch that by going to a lot of places to get the link. But one place you can go to as a Viking fan is you can go to our website. That's www.thevikingvoice.com. We got a link there that'll take you to U.S. Education TV, and it is being streamed tonight, so you can watch that game. We've got it up on our laptop here in front of us. And if you want, you'll be able to hear us as well during that feed, and we want to thank everybody involved in getting that done this week.
Already got text messages from folks over in Savannah listening to the watching the feed and listening. Say hello to Aaron Cooley.
Captain tonight for the Valdosta Wildcats, number 11, Alex Kaysen, number 15, Mac Loudermilk, number 30, Anthony Smith, number 50, John Bryant, and number 90, Tyshawn Neal.
And you hear that noise cranking up. Oh, look at the scoreboard. Look at that matrix, Bill, under the lights, Friday night lights.
Yeah, and this was produced and put on by a former Lions High Viking. I really wanted to see this tonight. Maybe we'll get that, maybe they're getting that on the video, and you'll be able to see that at home. I don't see that right now, but maybe they can get us a look at that. And let's see. But that was... It was produced by a former Lions High Viking, and it's got a lot of get you pumped up, get you fired up, get you ready for this football game tonight. A lot of video clips from years past, some of the glory years that Lions was so successful.
And I'm watching it and kind of getting goosebumps just watching it, Bill. I'm taking you back as you see certain players. Marty Rogers is headed out on the field for the Equipment Park Supply sideline update with the coin toss.
We'll have that for you live after the official gets all the introductions out there. We'll get Marty's mic turned up, and we'll give you all that, find out who wins the coin toss, and get you ready for tonight's game.
Absolute sellout, guys. Absolute sellout.
It is packed.
All right, you're going to call the toss for me? Here we go. This is a rivalry coin. This will be the head. Okay, that's the head. This is the tail. Okay? This is the head, this is the tail, okay? Call it, what's your call?
Heads.
He's called heads. If I drop it, I'll flip it over. He's called heads. That's a head. You won the toss. You won it the first. White wins the toss. He won the first in the second half. You won the ball. You'll get to pick your end.
Bill, stop. Look, listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
All right, you heard it, as the Lowndes High Vikings and the Valdosta Wildcats. Valdosta wins the toss. They defer to the second half, so Lowndes will get the ball to start the game. So are you ready for some football? You better be ready, because it's coming at you. The Wintersville Classic 2013, right after this 60-second break from Southeastern Federal Credit Union.